Well, Robbie, there goes one more satisfied customer.
Yeah.
7 days now, and we've earned $70. Boy, was this gas station job a break.
Certainly was.
And to think that you and me'll have a gas station like this someday ourselves.
We certainly will.
And do we know how to run a gas station?
We certainly do.
Now, what's the matter with you?
Why, nothing.
Oh, tell me there is, too. You've been going around here all morning with a face as long as your arm.
No, there ain't nothing the matter, Jimmy.
Listen, Robbie Armstrong, who do you think you're fooling? I'm your pal, ain't I?
Well, certainly, Jimmy, you're my pal.
Well, if a guy has a pal and he can't tell him what's on his mind, then what are you going to do?
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy. You see, this morning I got a letter.
Oh, a letter. And will you please tell me what's so terrible about a letter? You should be glad to get one.
I know, Jimmy, but, well, this one is from Elizabeth.
I had a hunch that that was it.
And she didn't send a picture. And she says she ain't gonna send it, neither.
She ain't gonna send it? She ain't gonna send... Well, of all the nerve, where's that letter?
Well, I got it here.
Well, all right. What does she say? Come on, tell me. What does she say?
Well, she says, wait a minute. Elizabeth, New Jersey. Gee, don't it look great to see that name, Elizabeth, New Jersey?
Yeah. Go on.
It says, Dear Robert. That's the best thing in the letter, Dear Robert.
Go ahead. So what?
It says, I was surprised when I went over to your grandma's house that day and she told me about you forgetting my picture and wiring her to send it. I'll say I was surprised and how.
She was surprised. Well, whatever. Go ahead.
Well, I know, Jimmy, but I told her I would bring it, and then, you see, I forgot it.
Yeah, well, what next?
Well, she says, I just took it home with me, and I'm going to keep it.
She took it home after giving it to you?
Yeah, she took it from my grandma's, because she...
She certainly is a daughter of her father's.
Well, Jimmy, you should know to say that.
She certainly is a daughter of her father's.
Well, she did give it to me. But then I suppose when a girl gives you something like a picture, she can take it back any time she gets mad at you.
How can she? She's an Indian giver. That's what she is. Indian giver.
Well, she was mad at me, you see. And...
No, I don't see. And she ain't got any right to be mad at you.
Well, it says, I was going to say nothing, just let you worry. But when I got your letter from Baltimore, and you were so honest about telling me you forgot it, I decided to write you. You remember, Jimmy, when I wrote that letter and I said I thought the best thing to do was just to come clean and tell the truth about the picture?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, you see now, there's bread upon the water, like you said.
Yeah, well?
Well, it says, Oh, Robert, how could you be so forgetful after what you said about wanting it just so you could look at it and talk to it last thing at night and first thing in the morning?
Robert, how could you,
Well, that's what...
That's a fine thing to say to a guy.
Well, that's what I told her, Jimmy. I wanted the picture so I could always look at it at night and, well, talk to it, maybe.
All right. If you want to go around talking to pictures, that's your business. I got no objections to that part.
Well, you see, and then I forgot the picture and it kind of, you know, hurt her.
Yeah? Hurt who?
Well, it hurt her and it hurts me.
It hurts you?
Yeah.
Well, of course it hurts you. It hurts you worse than it does her.
Well, it hurt her so much she got mad and took the picture home with her and wouldn't let my grandma send it to me.
Well, look. That photograph was given to you by that dame.
Yeah.
All right. It's yours once it is given. Once that photograph is given to you, it is yours. It don't belong to nobody else but you.
Yeah, well.
Look. Didn't she write on it?
Well, yeah.
To you?
Yeah, she wrote on it to me, yeah.
Uh-huh. There you are. That shows you.
Well, of course, if I'd been there, she wouldn't have done it. But my grandma didn't know, you see, and...
Elizabeth Frost, daughter of old John W. Frost.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'll bet that guy's delighted he's got a daughter like that.
Say, that is kind of like the old man, ain't it?
I'd say it is.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
Well, that dame can't give in a little bit because the guy's in a hurry and he's leaving town. And the errands and things I give you to do. Do you remember all those things I made you go
for?
Yeah,
I certainly was busy that day.
Yeah, and you should remember Everton with all you had to do.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy, that's what makes me feel so bad. That she wouldn't even forgive me nothing.
I'm telling you, Bob. I ain't right, you know, and I ain't right to be that way. Unforgiving.
Here's the thing that hurts me. It says here now in the next part. Wait a minute. It says, so I am just going to keep it. Maybe somebody else will want it worse than you did.
I see. She's going to scratch your name off and write on it, Dear Harry or Dear Johnny or...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You know, that Red Dolan guy was hanging around her pretty heavy when we left, Jimmy.
Oh, that mug?
Yeah. You don't think maybe she would be going to give that picture to him, huh?
Listen, Robbie, he wouldn't want her picture.
Well, he did want her picture, you know, before I left. But I told her she should never give him one.
Listen, he's got pictures of himself all around his room. I was up there and I seen it.
Yeah?
That's all he wants.
That guy is sort of stuck on himself, ain't he?
Listen, Robbie, that guy's so stuck up, he wouldn't even speak to himself in a mirror.
Well, that's pretty stuck up, ain't it, Jimmy?
Well, it certainly is.
Well, what would you do if you was me, Jimmy, about this letter? I mean, about Elizabeth.
Bobby, there's only one thing to do. Just one thing.
Yeah, well, what's that, Jimmy?
Write her a letter. Write her a good, stiff letter.
Hey, now, maybe you're right, Jimmy.
Well, certainly I'm right. I know about dames, and I know about the way to treat them. Certainly I'm right.
Maybe I should ought to tell her that she ain't acting nice, huh?
Oh, make it much stronger than that.
Yeah, stronger even?
Certainly.
Well, maybe I should ought to do it right now, huh?
There's no time like the present. Now, here's the pencil. And write it on the back of this pad.
You know, maybe I should wait till I get home to write it, huh?
Do it now, Robbie. Don't delay another minute.
She said she was going to give the picture to somebody else.
She certainly did. And it might be to this Red Dolan guy at that, you know. There's no accounting for a dame's taste.
Oh, but I don't think she would give it to that guy.
How do you know? Well, then you'd be the laughing stock of Elizabeth, New Jersey.
I suppose I would. Gee, Elizabeth, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Well, we ain't going to take no chances. You're going to sit right down here right now and write her. And just to make sure you say the right thing, I'm going to dictate the letter.
Hey, 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 is everybody asleep here?
Holy smokes, it's the boss.
Oh, gee whiz. I thought we should have waited till tonight to write this letter.
So you're a couple of live wire gas station men from Elizabeth, New Jersey, eh?
Well, yes, sir. You know, see, we was just...
Yeah, mister, I got a letter.
Yeah, and you thought you'd close up the business for a half a day to read it.
Oh, no, mister. No, not a half a day. Only...
Only I've been sitting here blowing this horn for 5 minutes. Why, you read a letter.
Well, no, you see, mister, we wasn't reading... We was going to write one.
Oh, you were going to write one. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You have $70 coming to you. You can write your resignation. You're fired.
Fired?
Yes, fired.
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, I know this much about it. If it wasn't for that dame of yours writing letters.
That's right. Blame it on Elizabeth. Always blame it on Elizabeth.